I'm Gary Bard, founder and editor-in-chief of today's Caregiver Magazine and Caregiver.com, and your host for our weekly Caregiving Podcast series. In this podcast, we will introduce you to many of the leading caregiving thought leaders, authors, experts, and even caregivers with famous faces who have graced the covers of our magazine. Wes Michael is president and founder of Rare Patient Voice, which is a unique organization established in 2013 that's built an extremely important patient and caregiver panel. And I am pleased that he's here to talk with us about this important topic. Wes, tell us about Rare Patient Voice.
Sure. I started Rare Patient Voice 7 years ago to give caregivers and patients the opportunity to voice their opinions about healthcare so that companies like pharmaceutical companies and device makers could improve their products, taking into account what the patients and caregivers want, since they are the experts, and to give caregivers and patients a chance to be rewarded for taking part at the rate of $100 an hour. Since we started, we've done over 4,000 studies, and we've rewarded caregivers and patients with over $5.3 million.
The money's really great, and it's really important, but I do know from talking to caregivers at our Fearless Caregiver conferences, a lot of times we want to be heard, and we want to be understood, and we want to be respected, and that seems to be what you're doing.
What folks will tell us, they'll say, the money is nice, but the first thing they mention is, thank goodness you're giving us a chance to express our opinions. These companies, you know, the companies are coming up with wonderful treatments and devices and programs, but they need to do it from the point of view of the patient. And as the caregivers know, the caregiver often knows best what that patient will need. They need to take that into account. So people are so happy when they're asked, hey, how can we make this better? Does this meet your needs? How can it be improved? Because nobody knows better than they do.
Absolutely. Tell me the ways you've seen Rare Patient Voice help caregivers and our loved ones.
Well, yeah, in a couple ways. The most important way is when folks are shown an idea, a concept, a program. One of our members, Kirk, says he helped design a new kind of cane, and he has MS, because they asked him a lot of questions, and he was able to provide the feedback for them to make it work for him. And then the other way is simply to reward them as well. It's nice that people's time is valued, and they're shown their importance by being paid, commensurate with the help they're giving. And so we like to be generous and pay folks $100 per hour of their time. So both of those ways really have helped folks over the years. So many people tell us, thanks, the money helped me get through a tough spot. But most importantly, thank God somebody's listening to me.
What types of conditions are you looking for?
Well, that's interesting. All conditions. You know, you'd think with a name like Rare Patient Voice, it would only be rare, but that's not true. We started with rare, but now we're non-rare as well. We get requests from patients and caregivers. We don't refuse any disease or condition. So from common issues like diabetes to very rare ones, like, for example, hemophilia, we currently have people with over 485 different conditions. So anything and everything. Yeah, we would get requests from the patient saying, well, my friend here has migraine, can they sign up? And we couldn't say no. But then all of a sudden we get a request from a survey sponsor saying, you don't happen to have migraine patients. So we said, look, we're going to open it up to all, and it's worked out well.
Can caregivers be patients too?
That is a great question. Yes. We often see that. So, for example, if a man might have MS and his wife might be considered his caregiver, but she might have diabetes. So she would be a patient with diabetes as well as a caregiver of a patient that has MS. So we see that a lot. And it just shows you how tough it is, because so many caregivers are battling conditions themselves. It's not like somebody in perfect health is caring for someone else.
What I like about that also is it puts us all in the circle of care, caregivers, loved ones, patients, that you're caring about our thoughts on our issues as well.
Yes, exactly, because sometimes it's the case where the caregiver is talking on behalf of the patient. So there's certain conditions where the patient might not even be able to participate. But there's also instances where the caregiver has their own issues. It's quite a task to care for, and companies need to know what they're going through.
Talk to me about the getting paid for my involvement as a caregiver or as a patient. How does that work?
That's our deal. We pay anyone who participates in our studies at the rate of $100 an hour. So, for example, many studies will be 1 hour telephone interviews. So they would pay a reward of $100. Or an online survey, they can vary in length, but typically they might be 30 minutes, and so that would be a $50 reward. We pay by check. We'll send the checks right out, and within a few days, people get it. We like to pay by check because so many people have told us they may need it for co-pays, they may need it for rent, and, you know, a lot of places have gift cards, but you can't pay your co-pay or your rent with a gift card. So we're happy to do the old-fashioned check that people can deposit or cash or do whatever they like.
How easy is it to sign up?
We try to make it as easy as possible. So just if they just go to rarepatientvoice.com, you'll see a button that says sign up now. You also see any and all information. We try to answer every question that anybody might have. But you click on it. We ask a few questions. We try not to make it too much, but we need to know your email because that's how we'll contact you. We'll need to know what condition or conditions you may have if you're a caregiver or if you're a patient, and then a few basic things like your age, your gender, when you were diagnosed, things like that. But the most important thing is the email so that we can contact you, because we also send a $5 gift card for folks that sign up. So that's the first thing we use the email for, is a thank you.
Well, I've met your teams at our Fearless Caregiver conferences, and I got to tell you, the interaction and the response from the family caregiver, you're right, it goes beyond the gift card. People are really excited about being able to put their 2 cents in.
Some of our team members actually are caregivers and patients.
What are you hearing from family caregivers?
You know, obviously are focused on patients and helping patients and treating patients, but the caregivers bear such a burden that, boy, how can we help them as well? Because that's part of the whole healthcare system. They can't be forgotten.
What do you want to say to caregivers listening to this?
Take advantage of your expertise. You may not feel like you're an expert. People say, well, how do I prepare for a survey? You don't prepare. You are already an expert. You just give your opinion. So take advantage of that opportunity to help others, to help those coming down the road, because anybody that's working on a treatment, working on a program or a service or a device, if they can improve it based on what you've learned caring for your loved one, that'll only help other people. It's coming from the source of the person who knows best, which is you.